We've had a meeting with approximately 30 people at the meeting, and the meeting means that we can at least continue the football club for the foreseeable future. There is a commitment from several people who were previously not involved from the running side of the club to join in and assist with the running of the club to ensure that there is a future for it.
Okay, because if we take it back to Saturday evening, the end of the game against Chelmsley Town,
correct?
3-0 defeat at home, from what we understood. Not a lot in the game, just a couple of moments of quality at key times led to the end. And then as I'm sitting down to watch the X Factor,
as you do,
I'm looking at Facebook, and we've got it in front of us here.
Yep.
Quoting it verbatim: "After deliberating about it for the past month or so, I have decided to resign as chairman of Paget Rangers with immediate effect. I will continue to help out with the day-to-day running of the club until a suitable replacement can be found up until the end of the season. If no one comes forward to take on the running of Paget, then I will fold the club at the end of the 2015-16 season." That was Saturday. As we're speaking now, it's Wednesday. Has anything changed from that statement?
In terms of the stance regarding me as chairman, nothing has changed. I still look for someone to take on that role from me, and I stand by that decision. I also stand by the decision that I refuse to be solely financially responsible for the running of this football club. What I will say that has changed is I've seen a willingness and a eagerness from people on the committee, players and people who previously have either been just fans or nothing, not involved at all, for the continuation of the club in some form.
Was the meeting a positive meeting?
Yeah, it was a very positive meeting.
And a lot of people put their hands up, a lot of people had suggestions to make?
Yeah, I thought it was very constructive from everyone involved. I thought everyone contributed to the meeting in a positive way.
And looking forward, with not asking to name names about who's assuming responsibilities or whatever, but is there a coherent plan to move forward for the foreseeable future? And following on from that, how long is the foreseeable future?
I would say the foreseeable future at the moment is to the end of the season. However, there will be discussions taking place with immediate effect to ensure that there is a further foreseeable future beyond that. Mm.
Do you feel better now than you did Saturday?
Yeah, definitely. I feel a lot more positive. I feel like the weight has been taken off my shoulders, whereas in the past it's been Matt do this, Matt do that. I've been fulfilling all of the roles of the committee. I hope now that people who have put their hands up tonight and have said that there is a willingness to be involved, that they stick by their word, and that pressure is taken off me, because one man cannot do it all.
Just tell us what you've done.
What, since the club started?
Since the club started, yeah.
Since the club started, I've acted as chairman, secretary, treasurer, fundraising event organiser, kit man, bottle washer, put the nets up, put the corner flags out, and financial benefactor of Paget Rangers.
And was there any one moment or a series of incidents, or was there a straw that broke the camel's back which led you to believe that you can't do this anymore? I'm not asking for details here, because things have been alleged of what happened on Saturday.
Yeah.
And it's not right to say what those were, because I like to protect sources of that kind of information. So was there anything that happened where you just decided to release that statement on Saturday night and says, I can't do this anymore?
Yeah, that statement was released due to the feeling that I was doing it all on my own and I was the only one that was fussed about it. And I'm now led to believe, following a meeting tonight, that maybe that's not the case. The proof will be in the pudding. We'll see if people deliver. If people do not deliver, then that statement will continue and that statement will stand. But I hope that people now stand by their word, do what they've said they're going to do, and that the club can continue.
Just one example of something that came from the meeting is that players are going to start paying subs.
Correct, with immediate effect. I know players will leave as a result of this.
Right. Forgive me for saying this, but I just assume that happened anyway. Subs are paid at Sunday morning level.
Correct.
And you just expect that to happen. That wasn't happening before.
No. That was a conscious decision made by myself and the manager of the team at the time of the club's formation, that in order to compete at the level that we play at, that paying subs was not a good idea. However, I now know, having met with the players this evening who were attending at the meeting, that there is a willingness on their behalf to contribute to the running of the club financially, and therefore that paying subs is an option.
Is there anything you want to say to Bolby and St Michael's at this stage? Because, I mean, what I gather from it, I mean, there's lots of things that you think about that you have to deal with. For instance, the difference between having a kit to playing or a pitch to play on.
Yep.
You'd rather have a pitch to play on. And that's where Bolby and St Michael's come into the equation. So is there anything you'd like to say to them?
You have to always have a hierarchy of what is most important. What is most important is that Paget Rangers Football Club continues to play football. You know, we're playing skins if we have to. We have to carry on playing football. What I'll say to Bolby and St Michael's is that it's important for them that they get their rent money off us. They get their money for the food. They get their money for the bar. However, I would ask Bolby, St Michael's, and I would plead to them that we act as two clubs working together rather than two clubs working in independent silos. I think there's a lot of mutual benefit, especially as supporters of Bolby, St Michael's tend to be supporters of Paget and vice versa, that we should work together on joint fundraising efforts to make sure that both clubs prosper, because I know that, as with all clubs, all non-league clubs need as much money as they can get.
And as far as matters on the pitch go, you got a joint which on Saturday, and it's business as usual.
Yeah, I hope so, yeah. Business as usual. We will play the game. We will do as best as we can. You know, the players will be there. I'll be there. Everyone will be there. We look forward to getting a positive result against Droitwich, and then we've got Pelsall at home on Tuesday in the Cup.